till we get it today.
I was caught off guard yesterday. I was doing a lot.
Sandbag this. The MVP, most ballin'est player. Welcome back into Game Time. Matt Verzal, George Norwood, hanging out with you on a Tuesday. Lots going on. Robin Washer. Yeah, right. Robin Washer, join us here. Everybody went into scramble mode. Tim Miles is in West Stadium. Just be ready. So, yeah. Patience got me. What can I say? But on the good part, I got some people's opinions on it. No good way to fire people. Sometimes you get, you know, you gotta wait. You gotta let time play out. Hank Bounds, you know, waiting to quit. Go home, couldn't handle a 60, 80-hour work week. Hank Bounds too smart to be in a restaurant. That's a normal week. That's light work. out of the Equitable Bank Zone inbox. Couple here. John says, you want to see heads explode, stick your head out the door of the studio. If there's a pressure, that there's a presser announcing that Miles made progress and Moose is giving a one-year extension, just scream it out into the bullpen.
They're giving him an extension.
I think it's just Josh and John there now. And then Mark also hit me with a good stat. Said Mark Manning is another great hire by Bill Byrne. He just had his fifth straight top 10 finish the NCAA championships. The Big Ten had seven teams in the top 10. That's a tough job, especially with Penn State and conference winning 8 of 9 championships. Penn State wrestling is disgusting, and I apologize to Mr. Manning, who has been very gracious to come on this show, and I filled in another great hire that was in there. And so I'm going to credit, because I don't know Mark's Twitter handle if he has one, because he emailed me. So thanks to Equitable Bank for making that possible. And then the Jake Tech Construction Zone Twitter feed. Yeah. Sometimes you just got to let the sands of time turn. Fall through the hourglass and wait and wait and wait. It's why I would struggle doing this as a reporter. Like if I had the basketball beat, I can't imagine what Robin's been through sitting there like looking at his computer. Then you start begging with technology, please say something. Like, please tell me something. People stop texting me. People stop doing this. I just want to go. I just want to get this done. But you got to let it play out. And that's what's going to happen. And whatever decisions is made, that's what the way Nebraska will go. It will probably gain some followers if it goes one way. It will probably lose a couple followers if it goes another way. But we are on to bigger and better. Jeff also says, Verz, as long as True Blood stays, I'm happy. Team True Blood 20... A lot of respect for Johnny Trueblood. What he did, he looked like he was just having an absolute blast. Sometimes you can just go out and play a game you love as a carefree kid. Just go out and have a ton of fun. If he does want to get into coaching, which he said he does, and all of his teammates agree with, regardless of what happens, I'd probably stay one more year. Now they're going to have to file the paperwork because he got meningitis. I think. Jacob, if you're listening, let me know if that's what it was. Meningitis. So, you know, he was there for a couple games and he was off the team, just stepped away. You know, he filed for the injunction, let him be back. I think that'd be a good move. Here's another question for you. If you're an AD and an amazing Daniel and I, great guy. Always great to see him when he stops out to Paisans. We're kind of going back and forth that the hiring of John Cook was Pettit basically teed it up for him. I think you can see it both ways, right? So Pettit tees up, Bill Byrne says, hey, John Cook's guy, he's a coach at Wisconsin now. My opinion is this. We need to go sell him and get him back here as associate head coach. I'm done after this year. So just tell him he's just got to be the associate head coach 1 year. It's his gig. And I've had the great chance a couple times to talk to Coach Pettit. Amazing guy. But he probably just wanted to sit back in the chair and see how Cook was going to run it. And when Cook ran it his way, he's like, okay, great. Got that. Volleyball is really good at that. Head coaches are a lot of time in the chair unless something's going catastrophic long. Those assistant coaches in volleyball work their butts off. I mean, they get after it. But you can see them move on. And that's a cool thing. So I'm with you. But I also know Bill Byrne well enough to say, Terry Pettit didn't walk himself and say, hey, here's your guy. We're doing this. Byrne went, did his research. Vest is vetted it. Probably had him on a list, on a very short list. He was an assistant in Nebraska, went to Wisconsin, came back. Did the due diligence. You give him credit for that hire. Much as I'm in a camp, I think that camp sometimes is by myself. But I'm in a camp that if, you know, the powers that be are the powers that be, where that situation got handled a little differently when the football turnover happened. It wasn't a, hey, this is my guy, let's go check this out. It was more like, this is the guy, period. Search over. Now, I think if that guy, being Frank Solich, was left alone, you're going to go have a 7-7 year. I think in the end, though, you're going to end up being a lot better than where you are right now. And then the transition gets crazy smooth. Crazy smooth. God, I got to stop. I got to live in the present. Anyway. But those situations like that, like when those things happen, I give that guy credit. Another great hire is Mark Manning. Like, Mark Manning was way good. Mark Manning is a coach, man. That's a tough one, bud. Cale Sanderson is just, it's got to be great to know what you were, like, born to do. Just like, hey, I'm going to be a wrestling. Like, I'm wrestling all life. I don't lose a match until I get into the worlds. And I think he lost twice in his whole run. But then I go, now I start coaching. Penn State is a, like, I looked at the NCAA championships, started day three. Penn State had like 120 points. I think five guys, maybe more, in the championship. And then, like, the next place team has like 80-some points. This is a boat race. This is over. It's like the old America's Cup stuff. So, yeah, credit there. Joe says, Verb's best hire in Nebraska long time had to be Dave Van Horn. You ain't wrong there, bud. You ain't wrong there at all. When was Dave Van Horn at Nebraska? He was there through 2000? Yeah, that would have been a... I know he was there after that, but that's a good pickup. That ain't a bad one. Yeah, I think it's pretty cut and clear. 2009-12, so... Started coaching Nebraska. God, I wish they could have. Stupid alma maters. Yep, he would have been there when Bill Byrne was there. There's another Byrne hire. Van Horn, I think everybody agrees Nebraska's baseball program at that time was probably operating at an optimum level. So outside of Devaney, and maybe it's a tougher move for Devaney, but you make a pretty strong argument for Bill Byrne to be the best AD in Nebraska history. So, yeah, there you go, Bill Byrne. I will effort, though. I'll try to get through some chains of command and see if I can come across old Bill's phone. I was on a student advisory council, and I've, what do you mean, What do you mean, It was academics-based, too, smart guy.
Oh, okay.
But, I've always been leery of suits in my life. And, you know, he was the suit coming down on me. I'm like, hey, suit, you know, beat it. Go back up into your palatial estate. We'll handle the grunt work down here. But chance to talk to him, get to know him, super nice guy. Ran into him at one of our reunions that he was in town, where he's in town for something. Sometimes minute details escape me, as you guys all know. So I see him, and he walks over and is like, hey, Verbs, how's it going? I was like, whoa, bud. I thought I'd have been deleted from that memory a long time ago, but got the chance to catch back up with him and talk to him. So it's if you look at that, he may be the best AD Nebraska's had. And I don't think a lot of people, when he got hired, would have been in the position to say that. So very interesting. We're going to take a break, though. When we come back, we're going to get into some football recruiting. I'll get off this topic. Tony wants me off the topic. Oh, we get it. Miles getting fired. Blah, blah, blah. We talk about something else. The Blackhawks are eliminated. The PGA match play is better if they'd mic up all the players. I had Keegan Bradley and Miguel Angel Cabrera. A little thing came up on Twitter last night. They were yelling at each other because Miguel Angel Cabrera told Keegan Bradley's kid to shut up, and old Keegs got mad. What else did he ask me about? Oh, yeah. Husker baseball. If I don't talk about it, I'm nervous. I need you to win tonight. I had to bet one of my employees, so Creighton Homer, that the Scurs will emerge victorious tonight. So, Mr. Perry, bless that golden arm with 91 plus on the corner, buddy. Break time. More game time.